We gather today because death in its untimely way has come to dwell among us. We gather to put our arms around one another, and especially around Zanetta's family, and to say to each person, you matter to us. Your grief has reached into our lives, and we are sad for ourselves and for you. We gather with broken hearts to do our grief work, to the end that we might discover both comfort and courage. We gather to celebrate the life of Zanetta Reagan, to remember the life that she lived, and to hold it before us today as one utterly unique, significant human life. We gather too to worship the living God, the one who is the Lord of life and of death, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our hymn is number 8.
There is a strong word of the Lord about commencement, graduation, however it comes. Hear then the word of the Lord. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all the generations. Before the mountains were born, or thou didst give birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou dost turn man back into dust, and dost say, return, O children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are like yesterday when it passes by, or as a watch in the night. Thou hast swept them away like a flood. They fall asleep. In the morning they are like grass which sprouts anew. In the morning it flourishes and sprouts anew. Towards evening it fades and withers away. So teach us to number our days, that we may present to thee a heart of wisdom. Let thy work appear to thy servants, and thy majesty to their children. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and do confirm for us the work of our hands. Yes, confirm the work of our hands. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not despairing. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Therefore, we do not lose heart. But though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Comfort ye my people. Everything that has ended for our friend has been eternal all the time, temporary all the time. Everything that begins now for her is eternal. Let's pray. Almighty God, our Father, we seem to lose her. And yet, no more than thou didst lose her when she came to us, do we lose her by her returning to thee. For what is thine is ours always, if we belong to thee. For life in thee is enduring, and love in thee is undying, and death in thee is but a horizon. And a horizon in thee is but the limitation of our sight. Our railroad tracks of knowledge have run right into a swamp. Clear our minds to help us to think clearer. Clear our eyes to help us to see farther. Lift our vision beyond this horizon to the vistas of thine own grace and purpose. As thou dost prepare a place for us, prepare us for the place that where thou art, here, there, every place, and where our loved ones are, here, there, and everywhere, we too may surely be with thee, here, there, eternally. In the strong name of Jesus, amen.
Foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in God's excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said? To you who for refuge to Jesus have fled. Not I am with thee, O be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen and help thee, and cause thee to stand, upheld by my righteous, omnipotent hand. I call thee to go. The rivers of sorrow shall not overflow, for I will be with thee, thy trouble to bless, and sanctify to thee thy deepest. Trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, I only design thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. When Jesus hath leaned for repose, I will not desert to his foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll
each of us knew Zanetta Reagan in a different way. We each shared with her a part of her life, whether we worked with her daily in an office or in an office next door, or only admired her beauty and her poise from across the cafeteria. Some of you did not know Zanetta, but instead you shared classes, groups, projects, laughter, and friendship with Richard. And so you are here to celebrate the life of Zanetta Reagan. I'm not going to try to give a eulogy, but to guide us through a time of remembering her life, and a time of prayer that we might each honor and celebrate her life and grieve her absence, and ask God's mercy and courage and strength on Richard, on their infant son, on their families, and on ourselves. Let us pray together. As we pray, remember specifically Zenetta Reagan, the moments that you had with her. Remember a time when you laughed together, when you cried together, when you shared an insight or a thought together. And thank God for the life of Zenetta Brewington Reagan. Lord God, we celebrate the gift of life and thank you for Zenetta's presence among us, even though it was short and snatched away. We give you thanks and celebrate the memories and the moments that we had with her. Remember now Richard Reagan, a husband who is crushed by grief, a husband who cannot possibly understand, a person that you shared life with, you shared growth and knowledge, laughter and fun. Remember Richard in your prayer. Sustainer of life, there is no way for us to know what Richard is going through, what a loving husband must be feeling and experiencing deep down inside. We cannot understand and share with him the mystery. We ask your presence with him to hold him in your arms and comfort him and let him know that he is loved and that he has many friends who will sustain him in the days ahead. Be with him in this hour of pain and grief, and help him to know of your presence. Pray now for their infant son, Ryan Russell, whom none of us have met, and yet he shares so much a part of their family. Remember Ryan Russell now in your prayers. Parent God, we are in an Advent season where we celebrate the birth of your Son into our world. No one can know as well as you what this infant son needs and must feel and experience in the days ahead. Surely Ryan Russell is a gift of life. And even though we feel life snatched away from us, we ask your presence on this precious new gift. Cradle him in your arms. Strengthen him as he faces the days ahead. That he might hear stories of his mother that will make him love her, and that he might find strength in his father, in his grandparents, and in us that will help him know the joy of life. Be with Ryan Russell today as he lies in that hospital, as he is nurtured. Remember now Zanetta's parents, her brothers and sisters, the Brewingtons. They grew up with her. They raised her. Their grief is sore. Remember them now in your prayers. Father God, Mother God, brother and sister to us all. Some of us in this room know the pain of losing a child or a brother or a sister. None of us knows it any better than you. But we ask especially now that you be with the Brewington family, that you give them good memories, that you sustain them with your love and your strength as they deal with the mystery and the love of parent and sibling. Pray now for Richard's parents, the Reagans. They accepted Zanetta into their lives and loved her as one of their own. They too are grief-stricken, and especially feeling the pain with their own son and their new grandson. Pray now for the Reagans. God, we ask your presence and your sustaining power with the Reagan family. They adopted Zanetta into their lives and loved her. And their grief, too, is beyond measure. So we ask that you sustain them in a way that they know your presence and feel your love and can live even with the questions unanswered. Pray now for yourself and for each other. Those of us who worked here with her, who went to school with Richard, who shared life with them, who accepted her and loved her, even if she didn't know it. We each have our own pain. Pray now for yourself and for each other. Lord God, we think we know ourselves, but we do not. For you know us far better than any of us know ourselves. You know where we are hurting. You know what we need to get us through the hours and the days ahead. Be merciful upon us and give us the strength and the courage to remember and to continue to live, to celebrate life, and to be good stewards of the gifts that you have given to us. Be with us, God, in our pain, in our lack of understanding, in our grief. Be present with us and hold us close to you, that we might remember that in you there is always life. O Lord Jesus, you have heard our prayers. Hear them still as we pray throughout the day and the weeks ahead. In the name of Jesus Christ, who knows suffering and pain. Amen. Let us stand together for our benediction. Our Father, comfort us as we face the valley of the shadow of death. Lift our eyes from the dark depths unto the hills from whence our help comes. Help us to see thy light. Guide us by that light until we come into the fullness of thy presence, in which there is no shadow or hiding. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.